Good afternoon, folks. I'm Yatharth Gupta. I'm a program manager in Windows. I work on Wi-Fi. Today, I'm going to be spending some time talking about Wi-Fi Direct and how you can build Windows Store applications that talk to your Wi-Fi Direct devices. Pretty cool stuff. So let's get started. Our new API for Store apps makes it super easy for you to build applications that connect to your devices and provide signature solutions to customers. We will go through what is Wi-Fi Direct, what you need to know about it to get started, what is built into Windows, and what you can build with your applications. How can you create those key experiences with your devices? We will walk through discovery and pairing. With wireless devices, you always need to find them and pair them before you can use them. So we'll talk about how that works in Windows. We will cover how we've made it super simple for you to build your applications in just 3-4 steps, which allows you to focus on the actual experience that you're trying to deliver and not on the underlying technology. We'll show you how we've abstracted some of these complexities away from you. Here is a high-level checklist of a few things that are important to know before we get started. Having knowledge of these items is essential before you build your application. The application communicates between the app and the device using sockets, so it's important to know how sockets APIs work in Windows 8.1. Async operations are important to ensure that UI is not blocked, so this is something very fundamental that you'll want to learn about if you don't know. The namespace windows.devices.enumeration helps you enumerate devices or find those devices that the system has previously paired with so you can connect to them. This is something important to know about. All of these APIs that I talk about, these are all documented in MSDN, and they all have great samples to help you out. You're watching a recording of this session. We also had a live session that talks about building apps that connect to Windows ecosystem of devices. So just a breadth of devices that you can connect to. We're talking about Wi-Fi Direct. We've previously shown you how to connect to USB devices, how to connect to Bluetooth devices. So it's important to listen to session WCL23, which talks about this overview. If you haven't gotten a chance, you should try and do that. So let's start by talking a little bit about Wi-Fi Direct. At its core, Wi-Fi Direct allows two endpoints to connect to each other directly. Contrast this with the traditional model of one or many stations connecting to an AP and all traffic being routed to an AP. By having the ability to connect directly without an AP, we open up newer opportunities. Think about your phone being able to talk to your PC directly and sync music and video while you're driving. You don't have an AP in the car, Wi-Fi Direct allows you to do this. Think about controlling your custom device that requires high bandwidth connection between your PC or tablet. You can do this with Wi-Fi Direct. There are some very fundamental core experiences that are built on Wi-Fi Direct, and these core experiences are built into Windows. So, for example, Miracast, which is the ability to wirelessly display, is built into Windows. Printing and DLNA over Wi-Fi Direct is built into Windows. But for every other experience that is specific to your device, we provide this open API for you to use. You can also use this API for supplementing the core experiences. For example, if you want to write an application to update the software on your Miracast device, or to change its name, or the language that the device uses, you know, just command and control of the device, you can do that using an application. We enable the pipe and simplify the technical constructs such that you can very easily build these applications. Let's walk through the architecture of how things are laid out. Right on the top, you have the Wi-Fi Direct application that we will show you how to build. There is a bunch of plumbing in the middle. We have our API projection for the Windows Store app. The namespace for that projection is windows.devices.wifi-direct. This interacts with our device broker and the Windows Wireless LAN service. The Windows Wireless LAN service, in turn, interacts with the piece of hardware called the wireless card or the wireless NIC. It interacts with this piece of hardware using an IHV driver, a driver that's supplied by the manufacturer of that card. We test these drivers to ensure that each of these drivers support Wi-Fi Direct. So no matter which card or which PC you use, you have the same experience. And finally, right there in the bottom in light blue is the device that the application talks to. So you write the application that's right there on the top, it talks to the device right there at the bottom. We'll start with discovery and pairing. A wireless device does not attach using a physical cable, so Windows needs to know about it. This is discovery. Next comes pairing. You don't want me to use a device in your pocket without you knowing about it, so we have to pair with the device once to establish ownership and to exchange keys so we can set up a secure channel between the two devices. Since finding and pairing is essentially common across all devices, we build this experience into Windows. Apps and app developers don't need to worry about this experience. After finding and pairing, you use the device. This is the everyday usage experience. This is what the app builds. If you're familiar with Wi-Fi Direct, you know that there are a bunch of ways in which a device can be found and paired and connected. The device could be in a group role and can be discovered as a group owner. The device can negotiate with the PC on who the group owner would be, or the device could just join the PC where the PC is a group owner. A bunch of choices. Each of these modes has certain implications. If you choose one, you're able to connect to many devices. If you choose the other, then many devices are able to connect to you. It really comes down to what the device does and what scenario you're targeting. Rather than offering a bunch of knobs to the end user, who should really not need to know about this, we've built what we think is smart logic for discovery and pairing. Here is what we do. We prefer inviting the device to join the PC. This allows for the PC to have many devices connect to it. So if the device tells us that it supports invitation, we will always host a group and invite the device to join. If the device does not support this, we will negotiate with the device to see which one of us will be the group owner. If the device believes that for the experience that it's trying to deliver, it should host a group, we support that as well. We find all devices that come up as a group owner and join their group. Now that we've found or discovered the devices and paired with it, we'll dive into how to start building an application that can connect to this device. We'll talk about three simple items. What capabilities do you need to declare on your app so that the app can use the APIs for Wi-Fi Direct? How do you actually use the APIs? We'll walk through a very simple example. We'll go over understanding consent and privacy model. Let's start with capabilities. Declaring capabilities is super easy. You open up Visual Studio. In your project, you look at the Capabilities tab and just select Proximity. This is the only capability you need to connect to a Wi-Fi Direct device. In terms of code, in the app manifest, this is what it would show up as. Device capability name equals proximity. That's it. Now that you've opened up the project and declared the capability, what's next? You need to find or enumerate previously paired devices and find the right device that you want to talk to. You need to connect to it over Wi-Fi Direct, and we'll show you how that is done. And once you've connected, you open a socket for communications. You also need to register a notification to handle if the device disconnects you. For example, let's say you wrote an application that changes the name or updates the firmware of your device. You should be able to handle the case where the device gets disconnected because somebody pulled off the power cable. These notifications will help you do that. Apps for Wi-Fi Direct follow the same pattern as Bluetooth or USB devices. You can use the Get Device Selector function in the Wi-Fi Direct namespace to get an AQS query for all your Wi-Fi Direct devices. You take the string and pass it to the Windows Device Framework, which returns a list of devices. You can then iterate through this list and find the device that you actually want to connect to. Let's look at how this works in code. Step one, create the AQS query for Wi-Fi Direct devices. Simple one-line operation. Step two, choose the device that you want. Let's say there's a bunch of devices paired with the system. You want to pick the right one that you're going to use. Here in our very simple example, we'll assume that the first device is the one that we want. Step three, use the from ID async function to connect to it. And with those few lines of code, you're connected to the device. You as the ISV did not need to worry about the Wi-Fi Direct protocol, how to add the right information to the driver, manage retries, manage timings. You didn't need to worry about any of that. You use a simple API and you're ready to go. Right there at the bottom, we show you how you register for the notification handles. Now that you've connected to the device, what's next? So I have a device, I'm already connected to it. Let's start talking to the device. We're going to use sockets to talk to the device. You create an endpoint pair, that's a host name or an IP address and a port, and you can use this to create a stream socket. You can open and close as many sockets as you want without impacting connectivity to the device. You can have bidirectional communication. You don't need to worry about DHCP. If Windows is the group owner, we provide a DHCP server. If Windows connects to a group owner, we provide a DHCP client. So that functionality is built in for you. A couple of slides back, we registered for a notification handler to watch out for disconnects. Here in our sample, when the notification handler fires, we just close the socket. You in your app could choose to show a message to the user or even ask them if they wanted to reconnect. Next up is consent. This is mostly for app developers to understand. Again, because consent applies to most devices, you do not need to do anything special for it. Here is what you need to know. A user must allow the app on the PC to connect to the device. He needs to do this once. It's like a gate that the user says, hey, I'm okay to allow this app to connect to this device. At a later time, the user has the ability to revoke this consent. If the app tries to connect to the device after the user has revoked consent, the consent prompt will be offered again. This is what a consent prompt would look like. We took our SDK sample and tried to connect to a device. We see this consent prompt. And under privacy in the settings tab is where the user can go to revoke the consent. Now that we've gone through how to build an application, let me show you a very simple application that we have written. The application connects Windows to a Nexus 4 phone over Wi-Fi Direct. After this, we open up a socket to send messages back and forth. Just a simple chat application that highlights A, connecting to the phone from the app, and B, bidirectional communication over sockets. So what we're going to show you today is a simple application that will enumerate all the paired devices. On our system here, we have exactly one paired device, the Android phone. We're going to double-click this button. It's going to enumerate the devices. We're going to show you connecting to this device, opening a socket, and how you can have bidirectional communication. So we're going to go ahead and enumerate devices. We double-click this to enumerate the device. We find the phone here. We double-click on the phone to connect to it. And there we're connected to the phone now. Let's launch the application on the phone. And now we'll open a socket connection to this device. And one more time. And there we go, the socket's set up. I'm going to send a test message from here to the phone. You can see that showed up on the phone. I'm going to send a message back from the phone to the PC. Click send, boom. There you see that come back. Go ahead and disconnect. And there you can see the application's disconnected. And that's our demo. And finally, as you build these applications, we found that people run into two kinds of issues. One is discovery and pairing. For these types of issues, I would recommend that you use a sniffer, something like OmniPeak, to capture the packets between Windows and your device and see what's going on. The second type of issue is your app actually connecting to the device. If you run into that, we encourage you to use our SDK sample, which allows you to connect to any device. And with that, I'd like to thank you for watching this presentation, and I look forward to all of those applications that you're going to be building.